This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad to be with you. I hope you check in with us from time to time at the website. We'd love to interact with you. As you know, we tend to do that quite often. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. And I want to come right out of the saddle, and I want to talk about Obama's job approval. And you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? He's gone, man. Let's not talk about him anymore, man. He's gone. I get it. But there is something to talk about. See, it's funny. In 2009, Barack Obama's approval rating was plus 20.2. He hadn't done a thing. He was the newly elected president. Everybody thought he was going to be amazing. It was plus 20.2. In 2010, it was negative 0.5. In 2011, it was negative 1.4. Then they began the big push to make Obama a good guy. So we started spending a fortune to make Obama. We marketed Obama. The government, your tax dollars paid to make Obama look good, and he went up to a plus 1.3. Then in 2013, right after election, he's a negative 2.2. 2014, a negative 10.4. 2015, a negative 5.5, and miraculously in 2016, he was a positive 3.3. Now, I'll let you be the judge of how you think those numbers swung around so much, but here's what I can tell you. Obama had the biggest fall from grace of any president in history, and nobody ever mentions it. But here's what I really want to get to. I want to talk about Barack Obama's polling numbers after the fact, because they always, you know, think about Donald Trump and they give us polls of Trump's approval, this, that, and the other. And I get it. This president, he's the guy in charge now. But generally speaking, when they want us to believe the narrative, the left will give us something, you know, something titillating.
They'll tell us, well, look at Barack Obama. He's still very popular
compared to Trump.
Look at Hillary Clinton. She's acting presidential and her poll numbers show it.
You are hearing nothing about Obama's poll numbers. The guy who left office with the highest numbers ever. Oh my gosh, everybody loved him. And you're hearing nothing. You don't hear Barack Obama chiming in on very much. He's supposed to be building this mega army of elitists and people that are going to go after Donald Trump and you. And what's going on? I haven't heard a thing. Now, either Barack Obama's enjoying his riches, and I don't blame him. The dude is, you know, in one sense, I'll give him this. He's earned it. He's earned all the dollars he's gotten. He snowed a nation. And the left love him. And if they want to finance a fool, let them do it. He's worth millions of dollars now. And he's hobnobbing with people that he never would have been able to get to had he not, you know, run this ruse on the country and the world. So let him have it. You know what else you're not hearing about? All the popularity of Barack Obama around the world. How popular is Barack Obama in Europe now? I'm just curious. How popular is he in Canada? Pick any city in Europe. Give me numbers. When 2009 Barack Obama went on his bowing tour and the apology tour for America, how popular was the guy? 200,000 people in Germany. Oh my God, the Beatles, it's the Beatles, oh, the Black Beatles. They were swarming over this fool. Now, if Barack Obama goes to Europe, he'll be lucky to get 30 people show up to meet the plane. But, hey, he left highest, most popular president ever. He's going to build an army that's going to come in against you. I dare him to. You know what I'm doing? I'm putting it out there. I'm like, yeah, come on, man. Think of me as the Italian guy in the street in New York going, yeah, come on, bring it, my friend. Let's go, baby. Right?
It's more Puerto Rican, right?
Either way, papi, I don't care, okay? I go that route, or I do the Italian dude, okay? But regardless, I'm going, bring it. Bring it, leftists. Bring it, NFL black players. Bring it. Roger Goodell, dude's made over $100 million in the NFL. Roger Goodell, do you know this makes more money than players? Than his football players. In what year was it, 2011? $42 million this clown made. Jeez. With the numbers going down. Wow. I mean, talk about getting over. All you got to do is suck up to the left. You suck up to the left, it's a fortune out there. Anyway, my point is this. Barack Obama's popular, right? The left has their new better mission. They've lined it up, haven't they? They got black people now protesting at football games, taking a knee. What's next? Let me see some poll numbers. You know what's funny? You'd have to pay to get somebody to do a poll to tell you what Barack Obama is today. It used to be a time when they would just poll for Obama to go, let's do this. Let's demoralize the right. Let's poll for Obama. He's plus 17%. He's done nothing. He got a Nobel Peace Prize. Barack Obama, the most popular man in the world. He hadn't done a thing. Right? But they want you to know every single time. Look at him. Look at how great our guy is. Woo-hoo-hoo. And nothing now. Most powerful guy in the world, you think, right? He's got all this momentum. By the way, the left believes that a clown is following Barack Obama. Barack Obama's a clown, but they think Trump is. That's how jacked up their world is. And the clown is following Barack Obama. You would think they would be all over this. They used to give you a poll all the time about Donald Trump, didn't they? The last poll we gave, he was rising. It wasn't even a good poll, but it was rising, so let's not talk about it, because even if he rises a point, we have to admit that. You know what they don't want to admit? Doesn't matter what the poll numbers are. Trump is winning. Trump is kicking the NFL's butt. He's kicking leftist butt. He's just, he's ninja. The dude is a ninja to the left. They're beginning to wonder, you know what? Is this luck? Or is this guy just really good? This latest thing has been amazing. I've done more media about Donald Trump and this NFL thing and the significance of it that is so much bigger. And you know what the funny thing is? People are now saying it. They're going, this bringing America back. Bringing people back to this idea that you are going to love this country, or we're going to tell you get the heck out, or we're going to dismiss you, Steph Curry. We're going to dismiss you, LeBron James. Think about this. LeBron James says the president is stupid. This is a dude that graduated high school with a 2.8. He's saying a guy that went to Wharton is stupid. That's how warped the left's world is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Lots going on. We got Judge Roy Moore, who won his election. And he beat the guy that everybody, apparently, the rhinos, McConnell and those people, wanted. This is one of these wins where you are responsible. I didn't follow the race. By the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I didn't follow it. So many people were, you know, beating me up about it on the mailing list and things like that. And I looked at it, you know, and got some basic information about it. But I wasn't following it. And it's no other reason than I knew it was going to be a Republican seat. That part was easy. I think the real issue was, which one was it going to be? And, of course, Moore, I did know, was the grassroots guy. And I knew the establishment guys, the swamp rats, wanted to control it. So I'm glad the outcome is Moore. I really am. I wish I had more time, quite frankly, to go and get more involved in things like that. But we just don't. But you guys came through. See, I don't even have to know the details, but I'll tell you this. If McConnell and the establishment wanted the other guy, and Moore got it. You've put a shot over the bow that said, okay, here you go. You don't control us. And I think that's what people are going to begin hearing. Because I always ask Kevin, how do we get Donald Trump? Like, we may not get Obamacare for that. I go, you'll get Obamacare. I've been asked point blank, are we going to get it? You'll get Obamacare. Or get rid of it, I should say. It will be gone. And Trump's going to put in a replacement that's going to work a lot better than the other. And that'll be that. And the reason is because of you, because of exactly what happened with Roy Moore. I firmly believe this. You have to have the grassroots support, and Moore got it, and that's de facto support for Donald Trump. Now, I think the reason why this was a little curious is because Trump did a little bit of he gave a shout out to the other guy or something. I'm not sure of the details. But that guy was like
saying, I support Donald Trump's agenda.
But see, we've gone that route with John McCain where, he'll say what you want him to say during the race. But after he wins, he's got 6 years to thumb his nose in your face. That's the problem with senators. I wish senators had to be elected every 2 years. Woo! You want to know how they would change. Anyway, I want to go back to this polling because I talked earlier about the fact I can't find any polling on Barack Obama post-presidency. If you know where it exists, let me know. You guys have looked, right? I mean, I'm not going to say my producers are the best at research. Is it fair to say that, guys? Come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're good, but you're not great. It's not like you're librarians. But anyway, you're good at research, but you're not great. So maybe somebody out there can find something. But I'll tell you this. I can't find anything. And here's the reason why I tell you we can't find anything. There's nothing good to report. They will give you the period.
Oh, Donald Trump. He's made people mad. People are now mad at Donald Trump again. They're mad.
Oh, geez, but he ticked up a little bit.
But he's still mad. It's the lowest it's ever been at this point.
But it did go up a little bit. It's funny how they couch his losses, so to speak. They have to make you look at the win.
Donald Trump ticked up 2 points, but it's still lower than any president in history.
Okay. Can we not celebrate that it ticked up?
Apparently not.
But here's some things where the cleverness of Trump are coming into play. So the NFL thing, right? I don't believe Donald Trump sat around with a strategy team and said, these NFL guys that are taking a seat, taking a knee, let's figure out how to get them. Any ideas? That didn't happen. I think Donald Trump just was, this is the way I do stuff. I look at the headline news and I'll go, okay. Idea. And then I'll see something like,
Kaepernick still trying to get a job.
And I'll go, that fool doesn't deserve a job. He took a knee. And then I'll come on the radio and go, yeah, can you believe that stupid Kaepernick? He wants a job after taking a knee. And that outrage, I believe, is exactly how you tap into the outrage of the country. You're looking, and you're like, yeah, okay, tax reform, this, that, Russia, North Korea. And then something hits you. And so here's Trump. I think he's stumping for somebody. Maybe, I don't know which candidate in Alabama. And he goes, wouldn't it be great if these NFL owners were to tell these sons of bleep, you need to get out of here, you're fired. How many people in America do you think were saying the same thing? Trump is looking at a Twitter feed. He's judging all these inputs. And I'm telling you, this is uncanny. By the way, this is the way many people get things done. Many executives. And I can only speak for myself. I do this exactly the same way. I look and go, what's outrageous? Just pouring through the news. But it helps you sort of get this big picture of where the pulse of the country is. And so we get a poll that says 72%, this is a CBS poll, 72% found Kaepernick's antics unpatriotic. Now, you would think the NFL would go, wow, 72%, that's unpatriotic. And they do pay us to do the national anthem. and we are in triage. Our numbers are dropping. We're losing our audience. But instead of adjusting it in favor of the people like you and me, they double down. Let's get everybody to do it. Let's have whole teams taking a knee and things like this. Because that's going to help. Prediction, NFL numbers way down this week. Prediction, have you seen the number of people burning their jerseys and stuff? Other paraphernalia, football, saying, declaring, we will never buy any more NFL gear. I'm talking hardcore gear buyers. I don't buy a lot. NFL's not missing much with me other than my TV would normally be on the channel. My TV doesn't end up anywhere near an NFL channel. By the way, I don't leave my TV on any leftist channel. If you're just skipping by and you get ready to leave, I turn it on Fox or something like that. They measure all that stuff. 72%. In two recent polls that were both conducted within the past week, a majority of respondents said that they disagree with Kaepernick's decision to protest racial inequality and police brutality by not standing for the national anthem. In one poll conducted by Reuters, 72% of Americans said they thought Kaepernick's behavior was unpatriotic. 61% say they do not support the stance of Kaepernick as taking his decision not to stand during the national anthem. And that's only going to get worse. For the NFL, for the left in general, Donald Trump made the poll. This is a poll saying, I vindicate Donald Trump. If you think you'll ever see those words on
Trump polling ahead of Kaepernick, Trump polling ahead of the NFL.
No, now it's about patriotism, and that's cool. Trump's okay with them polling against patriotism. He's one of the few guys that actually get the spotlight off of him. A very Alinsky tactic of the left is to attack the man. Trump got them now to attack the flag and the national anthem. That's genius!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. If you guys don't mind, I want to do something. I was on Hannity the other day, and we were arguing. I was debating some lady. I don't know her name. Sean calls her name out. And it was such an interesting discussion that I want to play the clip and let you guys sort of, you know, hear it for yourself. Normally, we wouldn't do this, but I think it's a good discussion. And in fact, it pitched Fox on having these debate series where we can talk about these issues. But I want you to look at how this woman answers Sean's question. And I call her out, but I think it's good. I mean, as I said, if I didn't think the discussion was applicable, because we're talking about immigration, and the debate was vibrant, but more importantly, you'll learn how these people argue and how I call them out on it, I wouldn't play it. So here's the clip. And I'm curious what your thoughts are.
All right, joining us now to discuss and debate all of this, we have Emily Shire, a journalist who appeared in the Washington Post, Daily Beast, and the New York Times, all three of my favorite places, and Kevin Jackson, Fox News contributor, executive director of the Black Sphere, who's been a longtime friend of mine, and he's a syndicated radio host. Welcome both of you back to the program. Emily, I'll start with you. Do you disagree with this merit system, this RAISE Act, and don't you agree that you have to have no English in America? America, because it's the language of success.
I mean, I think we have a history of, I can speak to my own relatives, ancestors coming in not knowing English and then learning it and also retaining some of their native language skills along the way. I'm not opposed to what I know of this legislation so far. I don't know if I would say English should be the prime prerequisite for admittance to our country.
Well, I'm not
but
saying it's the prime, but isn't it?
In need of reform.
And so, in other words, if we have limited slots available, we can't take everybody that wants to come into this country at any point. And we only have limited slots. Shouldn't we first look for people that can contribute to medicine and engineering and to all the positions that we need to fill that are going to help grow the economy? And I'm not saying take people just based on what they offer, but for the most part, I mean, we want to make sure that they're not going to be dependent on the government from the first day they get here. Right, Kevin?
Well, you're exactly right, Sean. But I want to cover the language issue first, because that's a hot topic. I can tell you, I just got back from Paris, and I've traveled throughout Europe, lived in China, lived in France for a while. And one of the major immigration issues, the barriers, and I'm thinking of Scandinavia right now, is people can't speak the languages. Whether you go to, say, Iceland, Icelanders is a difficult language. You can't just go there and expect to get work. So if you're going to immigrate to a country, you should respect that country enough to learn its language. It's going to give you a barrier to that. And what's funny, Emily didn't answer the question. She decided to tell you about a personal thing about her family. Look, it is a common sense thing to sell yourself. If I want to go to Mexico, I should probably go legally, and I'm going to have a lot easier time in that country if I speak the language. Why is it so difficult for leftists to just say the obvious? this, but they won't do that because they know by answering your question, Sean, it's going to set the narrative off the wrong way. Now, you can look at the other impediments to all the other things. Culturally, you should learn the culture. Before I lived in France, I learned the culture of the French. Was it absolutely necessary? No, but it was a good thing to learn because it endears you to the culture you're going to. Final point, I didn't go there to change the culture. I went there to embrace it.
Emily?
Well, I think what we're missing in this whole debate is that the bigger issue with this bill is that it's going to slash legal immigration by leaps and bounds. The language part is, you know, perhaps interesting, but I think the heart of the issue is that we're going to cut down on legal immigration, which could potentially create only exacerbate our problem with illegal immigration. I think that's the prime policy concern in this bill. And while the language part certainly is fascinating, we can talk about it and have a charged debate. I think the real life implications and what it's going to mean for Americans, particularly the American workforce, is if we're reducing paths and potential for legal immigration, I have to think it's only going to increase illegal immigration, which is a problem that I think everyone, regardless of their side of the aisle, we know needs major reform.
Yeah, but look, so Emily, the argument for you is that we don't know what the implication is going to be, therefore we should allow illegals to come over, not worry about language issues and all the other problems.
That's not what I said. I said we need a channel that doesn't slash legal immigration, because there's certainly a great fear that if you slash legal, there's more illegal.
Okay, but the point is this. America has a legal immigration system that is wholly ignored. And in fact, if you were to listen to the left, you wouldn't even know that we had a legal system. If you want us to address legal immigration, I don't think there's a conservative on the planet who doesn't want to address that. And in fact, I think most of us would even go to tell you that these dreamers, some of these kids that are brought over at the age of 2 and their parents won't even have the guts to tell them that they're here illegally, we would even be willing to take our compassion and understand their situation. But when the only way that we look at a problem is through the eyes and the optics of the lawbreakers, that's when you get the ire of conservatism.
I don't think we're only looking at through the optic of lawbreakers. I think we have a serious problem where we do have huge numbers of illegal immigration, and cutting down legal venues is not the answer to it. Also, Alex Nazarta, an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute, has looked at this bill and he sees no evidence that the way it's structured will actually bring in more skilled workers.
Well, see, and what's funny about that is when you guys are arguing a point, you always want to go to somebody that's a, quote, expert. How about we go to the people who are impacted by these issues, the people who are impacted by the MS-13 gangs, the people who are impacted by the lawlessness that's created, the people who are impacted by the long wait lines. I will speak for the minority community because we get the brunt of it. These are not kids who are going to school with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid's children. They're going to school in places where I live. I live in the city of St. Louis, on the south side of St. Louis, where we have to deal with the fallout of this because these kids don't speak English. These kids, at one point, were bringing scabies into the country. They overflood our hospitals. They tax every system that is really meant to help bring American
Kevin, I haven't heard the word scabies, and how many, are you serious?
Right, yes.
No, I mean, is that
serious.
True?
Yes.
I don't even know what it is. Isn't that a vitamin A or
I had an outbreak of that my freshman year of college, and it was, let's just say, a Tony privileged institution. It happens sometimes.
No, I'm not being critical. I haven't thought about it. I haven't heard. Linda, have you heard about it?
No, there was an outbreak. No, there were two or three outbreaks that came from kids that came over through the
All right,
the
two or three is not.
Way.
But listen, there's no doubt that we now pay billions and billions and billions because of illegal immigration. Our educational system is impacted. Our healthcare system is impacted. And our criminal justice system has been impacted. And, you know, to say that we're going to try and bring in the best of the best of the best, I kind of like that idea in terms of it's a merit-based system.
Absolutely.
To help Americans. By the way, and that doesn't compete with Americans that need jobs. They're hopefully bringing jobs with them and bring creativity and brilliance with them. And, you know, I just think that I know for New Zealand and Australia and a bunch of other countries, if you want to get into their country, you have to contribute to the economy. This is not new.
Well, Sean, let me say one quick thing. Look, what's funny about when we look at immigration, when we look at it strictly through the eyes of the left and what it means, they talk about the humanitarian aspects of it, et cetera. Well, we could do the same thing with education. The left will not allow people to go into Harvard willy-nilly, but they'll give you community college willy-nilly. I contend America is the Harvard of countries. Why is it that we can't set a standard that says if you want to get here, and you alluded to it, we used to bring the best and brightest. We no longer do that. We allow anybody to come over. It doesn't matter whether they want to come over to work and go after the American dream, and I think Emily would even contend that in many cases these people come over and they become a drain on the system, and I will even go further and tell you that some come over knowing they only want to be a drain on the system, because why not? America is an amazing place to live if you live on $3 or $5 a day.
I would just like to counter, studies consistently show that immigrants as a whole commit crimes at lower rates than native-born Americans and actually contribute tremendously to our economy, regardless of skill set level. And I can certainly tell you, and I know you're going to harp that it's a personal anecdote, but I don't think I'm the only one, that my ancestors who came over did not necessarily come with tremendous skill set, but they worked hard, and then their children worked hard and became educated. And I do believe that is part of the American story. And I don't think reducing legal venues for immigration is the way to maintain that ideal.
Emily, first of all, you keep talking about your people coming over. It sounds to me like this wasn't in the last 20, 30 years. We're talking about for decades ago. We can all concede that the immigration system at the time brought over people that didn't speak the language and all that, but they came over with a work ethic. If you want to ask me, do I think the majority of people coming to America today are coming over in search of the American dream? Yes. Are they bringing that same work ethic? The answer is no, because they've learned that the American system, welfare system, the system of entitlement will let you live better by doing nothing, and we have far too many of those folks.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's back to being my show and not Sean's show, but I wanted to play that clip just to show you that when I'm arguing with these leftists, they want to reference every. There was a Cato study, there was a this study, there was a that study. I don't need studies to tell me what I intrinsically know, and what it does is it makes you believe that Wackadenia must know more than I do. They've studied the problem. Well, who's studying the problem? Have you thought about this? The people who study these problems are leftists who study the problems from only one side. They've already got the outcome. Global climate change. How did they study this issue? Did they study it from a common sense point of view and say, you know what, it's really funny that we were having all these hurricanes in the 1800s when we didn't have all the cars? No, it's definitely the cars. It's crazy, folks, and this is why I fight. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics, I'm trying to arrange a series of debates with a gentleman by the name of Richard Fowler. And he's fouler than anybody you've ever met. And one of the places we're going to do the debate in the spring is at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics, where I happen to be a fellow. But I'm going to have to raise the funds to get Fathead Richard there. So we'll be reaching out to you guys. I want to do a debate series where it's similar to what you just heard when I did on I played the Hannity clip in the last segment, where these leftists come on, and I have a common sense debate. They're armed with all of their studies, and this study from Harvard, and this study from the Kennedy School, and this study from blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to go, great. And this study from the human condition says this. But I want to do these debates. I think it's important. And one of the debates we're currently having, folks, around immigration And for the record, we got a ton to talk about today. We really do. We want to talk about, well, women got new rights. So that'll come up a little bit later. The fallout of the NFL. Hey, we got an update on the story about the poopy jogger. You guys heard about that story? This jogger that was pooping in front of some family's house every morning. Megyn Kelly. Man, woo, got some interesting news on Megyn Kelly. So we got a ton to talk about. What I want to talk about right now is mercy versus justice as it pertains to immigration. And this is an interesting take on it because what it goes to show you is how the left frames an argument. So there is no argument. There's no sane argument that says we have a legal immigration system and we have people using illegally, getting to the country illegally, essentially circumventing the legal system. And oh, by the way, putting a burden on the taxpayers that we shouldn't have. Now, the left will argue it.
Well, Kevin, come on now. They're cost positive to the economy.
I played a clip where the lady goes, my family came over and they had nothing. You know, they built themselves into this, that, and the other, and they couldn't really speak the language and all that. Really? How long did it take them to become productive? You know, I mean, really. Now, I'm not telling you everybody gets over here and they immediately start using the hospitals and using the schools and using welfare and all that, but her family came over decades ago. Most of the social programs we had were just getting cranking or, you know, barely being, you know, they were being used by Americans. You wouldn't dare come to America and ask to get on our system. Nowadays, you come over and you dare. You come over and go, shoot, man, I can get on welfare. I can get food stamps. I can do this illegally. I can get a driver's license. There are people, don't you think for one second, who don't specialize in this stuff. So here's what we're going to do, Raul. We're going to bring you over to California where they're going to let you get a driver's license. So now you can work. We'll get you fake green card, real green card, whatever. We'll marry you up there. You name whatever part of the system is broken. I guarantee you there's a profiteer taking advantage of it. Guarantee it. But the discussion for the left migrates from the reality of it, which is, what is the justice here? You are penalizing United States citizens. You are doing things that are, you know, quite frankly, illegal, unconstitutional, making sanctuary cities of people, allowing criminals to come in and kill us and, you know, sex traffic and sell drugs and a host of other things. And they go, oh, there you go. You know, you're xenophobic. Oh, and by the way, you're racist because most of these happen to be Mexican. So they spin it around on us. And then we end up in a battle. Mercy versus justice. And I thought to myself, what a great discussion. Mercy versus justice. So the left says, you need to show mercy, Kevin. Mercy to the dreamers. The kids who came over here and didn't know. What about the kids who came over here and did know that are dreamers? They knew they were illegal. I know they're young. They didn't say to mom and dad, mom, you know, why are we sneaking around? Dad, why are we sneaking into the country? I'll tell you this. If I was 6 years old and we were sneaking into a country, I'd know something was up. I'd know it. I'd know by the way we live. So, look, I understand it. I get the whole dreamer thing. But what about the people who just come over, no kids, and take advantage of us? They say, well, Kevin, they need mercy. They're obviously leaving their countries because they're in, you know, dire straits. So I've been talking to these illegals. I talked to a couple of them. I'm not going to say I've taken a whole litany of them. But I remember this one in particular. A guy was in D.C. And he admitted to me right there, I'm illegal. He's got a wife, two daughters, and he says, yeah, I'm illegal. One of his daughters born here, one of them illegal. So she's got issues coming up. She's a dreamer. And I said to him, well, look, he's bartending. He's like, man, Kevin, I've got my own my house. I pay for my car. I do this. And I'm like, well, good for you, man. You know, but you're here illegally. Like, yeah. I said, so look, let's just talk real. So you're escaping some sort of oppression. He's like, no, not really. I said, so nobody's after you, you know, no. I said, well, then, so you're looking for opportunity. He goes, yeah, kind of. And I go, yeah, because, you know, there's no jobs where you are. He goes, nah, not really. He goes, there's jobs. I said, really? He goes, yeah, we have jobs. He says, but our jobs, Kevin, I make one-tenth or whatever amount. It was a small amount per day than I make here. And he goes, and I have to work in the sun like 12 for 13 hours, whatever. A lot. So let me explain what's happening. We've got all kinds of rules, right? We've got union rules. You can only work this many hours. You get this many breaks. You get this much lunch. You know, blah, blah, blah. You can't be ripped off on your paycheck. If you work this many hours, you get overtime. So we got all these rules. Some are union. Some are just federal government now. This is these are the guidelines for work. So in Mexico, where this guy is from, he didn't have that. So he left. He says, I love it here. I get my breaks. I get my lunch. I get this. I show to work. I get my overtime. And in this particular case, he's a bartender. He's like, I'm not working out in the hot sun. And I make a ton of money for me. I send money back to take care of, you know, people in Mexico. So that system is really working out well for him. But here's where it fails. And the left doesn't care. So this guy's got a grievance. He's going, look, in Mexico, I got to work 12, 14 hours a day. I don't get paid overtime. Sometimes they rip me off. I don't have insurance. I don't have this. You know, they can fire me. So he's got all these different things that could happen to him. So he says, screw it. I'll go to the United States, where the rules are so much better. Has Mexico learned anything? Has Mexico said, you know what? You know, because couldn't you compete? If you're working your people to that degree and you still can't compete in the world, shame on you. That's practically slave labor. I want you to imagine what I'm talking about. He worked for a builder in the hot sun. So you're a builder in Mexico, and you're getting people to do things for one-tenth of what it would cost to do in the United States, and you can't be competitive. I would have a crew of them over here working. You get what I'm saying? And apparently America doesn't even care. So I would be doing all this stuff over here. I would be the richest guy on North America if I took the tact of some of these guys. So here's what I'm getting at. This guy leaves his country so he can come to America where the rules are established. But what he should be doing is he should be fighting for the rules in Mexico. We've created such an attractive ecosystem that this guy who has a choice, he makes the painstaking choice to move thousands of miles away, raise his kids illegally. He himself, he started out washing dishes and all that, and he finally worked his way up to bartender. But it was worth changing his life because it was too enticing. So instead of us saying to Mexico, look, enforce regulations to your business. Make sure your people stay there. We go, no, bring them over. But they say it's more merciful, their act. It's merciful to entice them to come over, live under the radar, you know, work to finally get the American dream, blah, blah, blah. And it improves us while leaving Mexico stranded. What about the workers this dude left behind? He's got enough sense to know why he's leaving. What about them? They may just be used to the system. Maybe he's the Cesar Chavez of Mexico who says, look, I want rights for my workers. I want them to have, you know, 8-hour days with a lunch break, with breaks. And, you know, we need some benefits. And we also need safety measures and so on. How did we become a civilized country if we, you know, if things didn't happen? That evolution isn't even being allowed to occur in Mexico because there's nobody there to fight for it. They all come over here where it already exists. Now, which is more merciful? Which helps Mexico more in the long run? What I'm talking about or what they do? You know the answer. Our justice is mercy, you fools. That's what I say to the left. So if you want to have that debate, let's have it. I'm ready.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.